What's the halacha if a kohen has a parent who is sick in the hospital, and he wants to know, is it mutter to him for him to visit the hospital and see his parent when there's a concern that there's a mace in the hospital, which will present a tumah when the kohen enters the same building as the mace? Is it mutter to visit your parent if you're a kohen, if there's a chashash that there's tumah in the building at the time of the visit? So the Paiskim explain that there are several tsirufim that could be added to the equation and allow the kohen in certain circumstances to in fact visit his parent, even though there's a chashash that there perhaps will be a mace in the building at the time of the visit. Number one, if the kohen is going to be in the same room as a mace, obviously there's a concern of tumah l'mace, and even if you're in the same building, if the door that the mace is in is open, and that allows the kohen to connect to the mace by virtue of the fact that there's no closed door between him and the mace, again, you have a problem of tumah l'mace. V'oid, there's a rule of soif tumah l'mace, which means that even though generally, if the mace is secluded in the room, and the door is closed in the room, there is no chashash tumah, but there is one way for the kohen to become tamei l'mace, even though the door of the room that the mace is in is fully closed, and that is through soif tumah l'mace, which means that if eventually they're going to take the mace through this door out and out of the building, and the kohen is outside of this door, and if we were to view this door as being open, the kohen would be tamei l'mace. So even though currently it's closed, we say that it's already as if the door has been opened, because they are eventually going to bring the mace out, and therefore it's already a chashash tumah, even though currently the mace is in the room secluded with the door closed. But normally, if you don't have a soif tumah lotes problem, if a mace is in the room and the door is fully closed and there's no peseach tefach, there's no opening of a tefach in, let's say, the window or in the door, then the kohen doesn't have to worry about tumah l'mace, because there is nothing connecting the mace to the kohen. So the first svara that can be employed in our situation is that if the mace that potentially could be mitami the kohen is only the mace of a goy, it's a goy who died but not a yid who died, then there is a shtarkim tziruf that could be employed, because according to the Iker Lahalocha, a mace is only mitami a kohen if he's a yid. If the corpse is a goy, he doesn't present tumas oyel, and the only concern is if you actually touch the mace or carry the mace. Now this is a machlekes tanoim in Maseches Yevamos, daf samach aleph, where we find the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and the Chachamim whether a goy is metami lemeis. And according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, only a corpse that is a yid is metami lemeis, not a goy, because he darshens from a pasuk where the pasuk says Odom kiyomos ba'oil, and it says Odom in the pasuk referring to the tumas meis, which we darshen atam kruyim Odom, and a goy is not kori Odom. Therefore, a goy is excluded from the parsha, and a goy is not metami lemeis, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Lamaisa, it's a machlekes tanoim, and in halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya Simin Shin Ein Beis, the halacha is that lechatchila we try to be machmir about this. Nevertheless, the ikur lahalacha is that there is no tumas meis for a kohen if he's in contact in the oihel of a goy who has died. And the meila, the first tziruf is that if, let's say, you're in America, and you're in a hospital that the majority of the mason there would be goyim, again, the ikur la'alocha is that it's not a problem, but l'chatchila we try to be choshish, and we try to refrain from entering the oihel of a mace. So that's tziruf number one. Now, tziruf number two. The Gemara says that, in the Gemara's in Brachis, that a kohen is allowed to violate tumah d'rabbono, such as tumas beis hapras, if it's for the tzayrich of either marrying a woman or lilmay Torah, or to learn Torah, if there's a specific mitzvah in which a kohen must fulfill and thereby come into contact with a mace, so if the tumah that is going to be applied to the kohen is only a tumah derabanan, such as tumas beis apras, which refers to a kever that got scattered and it's not mitamei midoraisa, then we are mater tumah derabanan for a kohen if it's l'tzorich either lilmud Torah or lisa isha. Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein understands that this is not a specific dispensation in exclusivity and dafka for these particular mitzvahs of lilmud Torah v'lisa isha. So after Rav Moshe, it's a general category. Any mitzvah that pertains to the kavod habrias of a particular person, if it's a kavod habrias oriented mitzvah, according to Rav Moshe, we have a heter to violate tumah derabanan of a kohen. Again, according to Rav Moshe, if we were to allow tumah derabanan for the tzayrich of a mitzvah such as lilmud Torah v'lisa isha, anything related to kavod habrias, so too l'chayra when it comes to tumas meis. Tumas meis by a goy is only nochin lizoher. The lashon in the Shulchan Aruch is that it's proper to be machmer, but it shouldn't be more chomer than tumas beis apras. And if we're mekel about tumas beis apras in these circumstances, then we should certainly be able to be mekel when it comes to being mekayim a mitzvah when it comes to tumas meis of a goy. Number two, there is a machloikis hapaiskim, and there's a chiddush of the shach, where the shach holds that even though if a koyen is in the same building as a mace, you have a problem of tumah. And if there is a poiseach tefach, even if the mace is in a different room, but if the door is open, or if there's a poiseach tefach, you have an opening of a tefach connecting the koyen to the mace, you have a problem of tumah's mace on your hands. Nonetheless, the shita of the shach is that only if you're in the actual room of the mace is the tumah deiraisa. If the kohen is in a different room, even if you're under the same roof, you're in this different room in the same building, since it's not in the same cheder, it's not in the same room, the tumah is only midrabon. He's medayke from the mechaber, and the mechaber says that if someone notices that there's a mace in the same room as a kohen, and the kohen is sleeping, and the kohen is naked, you should tell the kohen, quickly come out and not tell him that there's a mace in the room, because if you tell him that there's a mace in the room, he will have to run out without being dressed, and it will be very embarrassing and humiliating for him. So rather, just tell him, come, I have to speak to you, quickly run out of the room. He'll get dressed, he'll run out of the room, and then you'll tell him that there was a mace. The shach is medayik, that the reason why you have to make sure to first tell him to leave the room and not tell him that there's a mace, because if there would be a mace, you'd certainly have to run right away, even undressed. Says the Shach, it's mashma that this applies specifically in a case where the mace and the kohen are in the actual room together. If they're in the same room together, says the Shach, that's where we have this halacha, that the kohen would have to leave the room, even undressed, because of the concern of tumah l'mace. But if they were to be in a different room, then the kohen wouldn't have to undergo this shame. Why? Says the Shach, it's mashma that the tumah of a kohen to a mace, when it comes to cheder l'cheder, if it's in a different room in the same building, it's not a tumah d'raisa, it's only a tumah d'rabbanan. Again, this is a machlokes ha'poskim, but there's another tziruf over here, because according to the Shach, if the kohen visiting the hospital only will come into contact with the tumas oil of a mace in the same building but in a different room, according to the Shach, it would only be a tumah d'rabbanan. Another tziruf, because as we mentioned, we're mekel about tumah d'rabbanan for a specific type of mitzvahs. The oid, there is a famous shita of the Ravid. The Ravid says that a kohen is allowed to be metame lemeis because, anyways, kohanim are already tame lemeis, and therefore you don't have a problem of being moisif tumah al tumosai, since he's anyways in a state of tumah. There's no din tumah when it comes to a kohen being metame bizman hazeh, since anyways the kohen are considered tame, and therefore you're not becoming tame. You're already tame, and there's no din of becoming tumah lemeis bizman hazeh where we have a case where the Kohen is already Tomei. Now, this sheet of the Mishnah Melech is to be mechadish that perhaps the Raivin means kipshutoi, that there is no iser bechlal for a Kohen to be Tomei lemeis bizman hazeh, because anyways our Kohanim are in a state of Tomo. Well, lemaisa, most poskim disagree. Most poskim, including the Ramban, hold that the Raivin only means that the Kohen is not going to be chayav malchus if he's metame to a mace bisman hazeh, since anyways he's currently in the state of tomo, and therefore he's not actually becoming tame, he's already been tame from before. But akoponim, there is a shita in the poskim that learns the Raivid to be saying kipshuta, that there's no iser bechlau for a kohen bisman hazeh to become tame the mace, since he's already considered in a state of tomo. Now we don't paskin like this, we paskin that the Raivid only refers to becoming mechuyev for the Tumah that you're going to have for the maize. But Lamaisa, this is, again, according to some Paiskim, something that we could leave in the back of our mind, that there is this Shita of the Ravid, according to the Mishnah Melech, that he means actually becoming Tumah Lamaisa in the first place. Now, according to Ramosha, because we have these different tsirufim that could be applied, bisman hazeh, to a kohen entering a hospital in, let's say, chutz la'aretz, where the majority of mesim would only be goyim, according to the shita of Ramosha, if it's a tsirich godl, a person would be able to be mekel and visit a relative who is in a hospital where there's a concern that there's a chshash tum over there because there's a mace present in the building, because the majority of Mesim there are Goyim, and again, we could already invoke the initial heter that we mentioned, and that is that a Goyim Ikaradin is not Matame the Mace, only a Mace that is Yisrael. Now we said Nochin Lizar, Lechatilu or Machmir, but it says Ramosha, if it's considered a Tzoyer Godel, which means if you're visiting a parent where the impediment and the Chumrah that will be applied in this case will cause a significant amount of distress and a significant amount of tsar to the child who's unable to visit his parent, this is considered something that would be sufficient grounds to be mekel, and says Ramosha, you'd be allowed to visit the parent. Now, according to Ramosha, if you want to stam visit a friend, then you shouldn't be mekel based on these svaros, because it's not considered a tzarich gadol. So Ramosha says that maybe your shviger as well, this could be applied to, because maybe because it's your wife, you'll be very distressed because your wife might get upset if you don't visit her mother. But akoponim, this only applies if it's considered letzoyrech godol, and only then can you invoke these kulis and be mekel to visit a person who is sick in a hospital. If you're a kayin, if there's a chashash, there might be a mace in the building at the time, akoponim, when roiv of the mace in there would be goyim.